Welcome to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Let's see here. Let's get into the Week 7 teaser that was dropped today. This is a new picture here, of course. Yesterday we said maybe it looked like the character on the shoulder of that Ice King looked like they were skiing. I don't know now, maybe it's possible this is still skiing, but it actually is maybe kind of looking more like a snowboard now. So maybe we're going to be getting snowboards, one or the other is what I'm thinking. We are going to be getting snowboards or skis either way. We are going to be doing some cool tricks, skiing down some frosty mountains. I can't wait for that. But another thing that I really like here, and we actually talked about this a while ago in the Discord. I believe I was talking to somebody about it in the Discord who brought this up. But what would be really cool is zip lines. And if you look just to the left of the character that is in today's teaser, at the back of the snowboard there, there is a line going out there, and then a character who seems to be hanging off of it, off of a zip line, holding a gun. So that is looking like we actually will get zip lines in the game. This was something that we talked about because this happened right after we lost redeploy. Everybody was kind of thinking like, oh, what are some different ways we could get around the map? I don't remember who, but somebody brought up the fact that it would be cool to have zip lines. And I'll tell you what, this is looking like we're going to be getting zip lines to me. That's what I'm noticing here in this picture. I really like that a lot. Just getting more and more excited for Season 7. Let's see here. I'm sure you guys have noticed or have seen the news that there are snowflakes falling around on Spawn Island now. It's not like heavy snow, but there is snow falling there. So, yes, we will be getting snow here pretty soon to the map. Let's see here. What else did we go over today? We can go over... So there was a Save the World dev update today, so we can go over that real quick. Just real quick what the points were. So they did the... They made the Canny Valley Part 3 is coming out, and it's going to pretty much end this chapter of the story, I guess. But, you know, the story is going to keep going on and save the world. It's not Battle Royale. It's more like, as they said in the video, you're trying to improve the world because you got all these monsters going around. But this is going to be, this Canny Valley Part 3 is going to end this part of the story, I guess. So they also are bringing down tier crafting to Save the World. So in Save the World, you can craft different items like your traps and things and your guns and things like that. So now what they are telling us is you can, when you get a schematic for something that you can craft, say it's like a 5-star or a 3-star tier. Once you get that schematic, you're also going to be able to craft the tiers below it, like a 2-star or 1-star schematic for that same item. That will allow you to save some materials. Let's see here. They're going to do a LTM Frost Knight, is what they're calling it, over there in Save the World. So that should be some fun. And they teased that they recorded some new music. It was kind of like a little ominous there. It sounded like maybe there's going to be some kind of big boss fight is what kind of I would think for that type of music that they showed us there, but they're doing it good. Obviously, Fortnite's making a lot of money, so it looked like they're doing real good there with a nice studio and a good orchestra playing the music. Let's see here. Let's go over what's in the item shop. So over in the item shop today, we got in the featured section, we have, let's see here, we have the Omen outfit. Again, I'm a big fan of this outfit. We also have the Oracle Axe. Again, I'm a big fan of this harvesting tool because you get that dynamic storm going on in that orb. Also in the item shop, we got the Moisty Merman. I like the Moisty Merman for sure. Let's see here. He also are going to have the Director's Cut harvesting tool in there. And the daily items, you get the Wreck Raider outfit. You're going to get the Gumdrop Glider, the Kickups emote, the Breaking Point emote. You got the Spectre harvesting tool. And the Brawler outfit. I'm a big fan of this outfit as well, actually. Let's see here, guys. That is going to be the item shop. So when you're going over to that item shop, remember to use my creator code, MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY, so you can support me in that item shop. And I got to give a big shout out and thank you to RobX13. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for sending me that picture showing me that you're supporting me. I really appreciate it. Let's see here. Since we were just talking about the item shop, let's talk about some items I got from some guys over here in the community. A couple of free sprays from the Walmart. So now I actually have a couple extra codes that were given to me. And I got to give a big shout out and thanks to 555 and his boys, JD and Wyatt. I'm going to do a giveaway for these sprays soon again. This was the free ones that you got from Walmart. You know, it's the disco ball with the sunglasses and purple mohawk. So stay tuned and figure out how to watch this. I'm probably going to be doing the giveaway on Twitch, so make sure you go follow my Twitch because from everything I've been doing while I've been trying to figure out how to do a giveaway, I think it's going to be easiest for me to do a giveaway on Twitch using the Nightbot bot. Go follow me on Twitch, and then I'll be doing giveaways soon for V-Bucks and these codes that I have. Again, thank you. Big shout out again to JD and Wyatt. Thank you so much for getting those codes and then giving them to me so that we can, spread the love to our community. Thank you again, JD and Wyatt. So let's see here. We got a tip of the day. Our tip of the day here is going to be don't put yourself in a situation where you don't have any structures that you can build or that you can edit. I know sometimes you might find yourself in a battle and you're real close to a house or you're real close to a shack or some little small building, and your first instinct is going to be to go in there and hide and get out of the situation. I'm telling you, no, don't do that. If you have material, stay out of that building. Build yourself a structure. That way you have the priority to edit the walls and the floors or whatever you build up. That way you have the advantage over your opponent. If you run inside of a building, if you run inside a little shack, yes, you are safe for the moment. And you might be able to take advantage of using the right-hand peek as your opponent tries to come in, but there's no guarantee there. Your opponent could destroy one of those walls that neither of you own, and they could quickly put up one of their own, and now they have that edit priority on that wall, and they'll be able to easily edit in and destroy you. So put yourself in a better situation where you can build the wall or build whatever you need to build, a wall and a floor in between you and the other player. Just don't put yourself in a situation where you don't have anything that you can edit in or out of. Because also the other problem is, say that you are, the other player keeps trying to get in and you are trying to quickly fire back, but you're low on ammo or something. If you're in a house or a little building or in a room where you don't own any of the walls, you're not going to be able to quickly edit out. You're going to have to like pickaxe your way out. And then at that point, your opponent is going to have a big advantage on you then. Put yourself in a situation where you are at least able to edit something so you can edit out of a bad situation. Alrighty, guys, that is going to be the end of the episode today. So go join that Discord, like I said. You can join some of these conversations we're having. And, you know, it's kind of fun to look back and say like, oh, hey, something that we thought, would be fun to be in the game is might actually be coming. Again, go follow me on Twitch as well. I think that's where I'm going to be doing the giveaways, guys. So go follow my Twitch. Again, that's MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY. Same for my YouTube, so go subscribe over there as well. Head over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Hit a rate, review, and subscribe. Leave that 5-star rating and written review, and I'll read your review here on the show and give you a shout out. I know RobX13, you supported me in the item shop and you told me that you wrote a review for the show. I can't wait to see it so I can read it here on the show. I will as soon as it shows up here on the feed. It's not up on the feed yet, but I believe that you wrote one. Like I said, sometimes it takes a while, sometimes even a couple of days for the reviews to show up on the feed, but I will get to it as soon as it gets there. I don't want you to think I'm leaving you out. because I know you're supporting me in the item shop already, but thank you for that. Let's see here, guys. Yeah, that's the end of the episode. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.